Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm definitely likely to vote.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, or some other political party?
No party affiliation.
Are you any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background, yes or no?
No.
And what is your main racial background, African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
No comment.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And if election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democrat, probably vote for Democrat, definitely vote for Republican, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I haven't decided.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Carolina Amesti. Do you recognize the name? Carolina Amesti?
No.
The next one, Erin Huntley. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Scott Boyd?
No.
Leonard Spencer?
No.
And the last one, Kamala Harris. Do you recognize
yes.
the
name?
How will you rate her? Very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I don't know any of them.
But if you had to choose today, maybe just do you lean toward the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
None.
Okay. As you may know,
I don't know them.
Okay, no problem. As you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday of four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expected to be found completely innocent. Now, this election for Florida State House were held today. After hearing that, will you vote for Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Neither one. I'm not voting in the Florida state election. I only vote for the presidential.
Okay, but if you had to choose today, maybe which candidate are you leaning towards, the Republican or the Democratic?
Democrat.
And due to the state representative Amesti arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. And we're almost done, but this is basically the last part. Thank you so much for your time. If looking for Florida State House were held today, for whom will you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
And if the election sorry, will you say you are definitely voting for the Democrat or probably? If elections were held today.
Definitely, definitely.
And if elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Between Scott Boyd, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And the last few questions, a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
In which presidential election?
In 2020. Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate,
Biden.
Or someone else?
Biden.
And when you vote for a candidate for a political office, will you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats
no.
as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican,
no,
or always
no.
vote Republican?
No, I voted both.
A little of both. It's a mix, correct?
I voted for both for Republican and Democrat.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself...
I know Donald Trump, so I couldn't vote for him.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college? College graduate or postgraduate degree?
College graduate.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely
You're
important.
Welcome.
And thanks again for your help. Have a good day, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.